It's Anne when I'm chatting with Geoffrey Phillips from the Ashbourne Neighbourhood Plan Implementation Group. With hundreds of new homes planned in the area, they're calling on health bosses to push for funding to meet the growing demand for healthcare services in the town. Well, thanks for joining us. Can you explain more about the neighbourhood plan and the group?
Yes, indeed. I think, first of all, let's put the neighbourhood plan into context. The context would be that the government produces what's called a national planning policy framework, which sets broad policies it wants to see adopted across the country. The district councils then take that and say, how should this be applied to their particular region? And then neighbourhoods at sort of parish type level can sit down and say, well, hold on a moment, how is that broad view going to be applied here locally to protect the local character? And that was the origin of the neighbourhood plan group. The neighbourhood plan, the local plan, that's the district council's local plan, has now got to the stage whereby it's been inspected by government, government is reporting back, inspectors reporting back on it, and that should see be formalised in the next 3-4 months, very probably. The neighbourhood plan is at a similar sort of stage, in the sense that we've completed all our technical work, it's been scrutinised by district council, and I would like to believe in the next few weeks it will come back to the community for a final consultation before we have our inspection, and then it comes to a referendum, I'm afraid, again. Now, in the neighbourhood plan, we set out a series of visions. The general purpose is to ensure that Ashbourne is the place to visit, live, work. And to do that, we want to ensure that there is a vision of achieving sustainable economic growth, particularly using great new employment on the airfield, of creating a training hub on there to keep our young people in the area, to ensure that the housing, and I know we've missed the boat on some, our housing is well designed, and generally that Ashbourne's character and personality and environment is maintained, and most importantly, to actually ensure that the infrastructure, roads, education, and health are all kept in pace with the increase in population from housing.
Yeah, because how many new homes are actually going to be built?
Yeah, well, there's something like 900 odd so far, which have been approved. And potentially in Ashbourne and the general area, there could be up to about 2,000. This is between now and 2033, which is the period in which the local plan is considering. Rule of thumb, that means there's a potential increase in population in the area of about 5,000 people.
Yeah. Without further investment, how much of a strain do you think that could have on existing services?
Oh, terrific. Terrific. The existing two practices in Ashbourne, they already have a patient list of 16,000. So you can imagine, assuming that additional population increase of 5,000 comes to those practices, that's an increase of, around about a third.
Yeah, huge. Huge amount.
So without new investment to expand the ability to provide the consultation, the professional capacity to accommodate it, there will be stress. I mean, people already complain, from time to time of, are there delays in getting appointments? Well, that can only get worse.
Yeah. So what is it the group would actually like to see happen now then?
What we would like to see is the development of a master plan. So we want to see the practices and the clinical commissioning group, which stands between the practices and NHS England, we want to see them working together to create an effective collaborative answer. But whichever way this is finally resolved, it will require investment.